Good morning and get up, now count me in.
You're in the right place, the Listener app. That is where you get all your Husey, Ed and Aaron action. They are back on your radio and live on the Listener app from April 15. As we count you down for that, here are just a handful of some of our very favourite moments from the start of 2024. Let's get it underway.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Now, the new song, Beautiful Eyes, by the multi-platinum superstar, Logie Award winner, Australian Idol stalwart, that is Amy Shark. Welcome back.
Yay.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me back.
It's so good to have you here.
A ray of sunshine you are. Wherever you go, you bring the good times. We love you so much.
Mate, you're only saying that because she literally just boosted you so highly during that commercial break. And I said to her, it makes it harder for us when you do that. Aww. What did you say? You said he was handsome.
Handsome man. You're very good looking team, all of you, really.
See, that's what she does. Yeah. She's aware, she's empathetic.
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
So, yeah. So keep the songs playing and everything I put out for the next 10, 20 years, and they'll keep coming.
Absolutely. Goes without saying, girlfriend.
Absolutely. Now, this can we talk about the new song?
Yes,
Are you saying it's your favorite song you've ever written?
What?
You don't say that all the time, do you?
I know. Yeah. It's a big statement, but I was. I don't know, obviously I love every song I write, but every now and then one sort of pokes out and it's very unexpected, and it was not an effort to write, and it was actually just a confidence booster for me, because you just never know if you're going to write something that you're really proud of ever
Absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of
that.
Pure and I didn't sit there and go, oh, will radio like this? Will this do well with this person? And I just didn't think about any of that. It just kind of came out without any of the poisonous thoughts.
Yeah.
So you do doubt you, because even I don't want to make this about me, but my first Sky show was on and the ratings were a little bit soft. And I literally was like, I'm going to get sacked. I suck. People have decided over the holidays.
You can spiral
they
so
hate
quick.
Me
yeah.
for a whole week. Then last week, equal number one show on Sky.
Eight.
And suddenly I'm going, when is Rupert Murdoch going to call and get me over to Fox in America?
100%.
Like, that's how, it is so utterly ridiculous, but you genuinely think you can lose what has made you amazing in a second, don't you?
Oh, and you see it happen with heaps
really
of artists.
Really good point.
Like, you see it happen all the time.
Well, everyone has their time. Everyone, I mean, Taylor Swift will go off the boil at some point.
I'm sure.
And we'll all be there for that.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, God.
Do you derive
it would
a
help
little
me
bit.
A lot if she could take her at rest.
Do you derive a tiny break? Bit of joy out of other people's failures? Just a little bit sometimes, be honest.
No, I mean, if they're a dick, if they're a blatant douchebag of a human, you're like, look, I don't wish bad on anybody.
Yes,
not even people who have hurt me. I don't wish bad upon. But I obviously, if
it's
someone's
a
asking
smile.
For it, you're just like,
I do
a little side wink.
Taylor Swift, though, and every other musician in the world, must be slightly annoyed about this Taylor Swift world obsession. That's fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think we're all a part of it. No one's going to stand up and go, look, I'm sick of it. Everyone's just gushing and I'm one of them. So
what about G Flip, who actually lost her mind after Taylor liked an Instagram post?
Well,
where
would you not?
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Well, lucky G Flip's still alive. I would have passed
the biggest
out.
Name?
I'd be hospitalised.
You've had so many big names in your corner.
Question.
Who's some of the biggest names who've sort of said they like your work? And I'm asking you this, we're asking you this. So big names.
I feel like this is one of those douchebag questions. You're going to make me look...
I can help you.
We will, because we'll edit out our question and we'll just play your answer.
I can help you out here, because Coldplay, they said, we would like Amy Shark, please.
Yeah.
So Chris Martin knew your music and said, I'd like Amy Shark, please. I remember that.
Russell Crowe, Keith Urban.
Yep. Ed
What's
Sheeran,
like?
Katie Holmes.
Ed Sheeran. Oh, God, now she's in a role. Doesn't need any encouraging now.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Wait, from Dawson's Creek.
Katie Holmes came to one of my, I think it was my second ever New York show. And I have a secret I have a secret photo of us that I wasn't allowed to post because she didn't like her hair in it.
What? Did you give her a shout out from the stage? Or?
No, but I swear everyone knew she was there because she sat in a secluded area, and I don't think I looked at anyone else but her. It was a Katie show.
And was she focused the whole time that you were looking? Did she look happy about what was happening?
Yeah, I think so. I think I was scaring her a little bit. Like, I'm a very big Dawson's Creek fan. So yeah, that was cool.
What about Chris Martin and the Coldplay experience? Are they as gracious as he appears he would be? Or?
It's exactly what I thought it would be, where the fans are so accepting because they're just a beautiful band. They're such a, like, just a energetic life. Everything is so positive, but which is what usually happens and no one really understands is you don't even see them. I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Because I get there and I play my set and then I had to catch the red eye from Perth back home. And so I couldn't really hang around, but he left me a card and champagne and everything got sent back to me. And then I felt bad because I'm like, he went to my green room, so I should have probably.
And you'd bailed and hadn't seen their show.
Yeah, it was probably just his tour manager, to be honest. Once you know what happens behind the curtains, it's like, it all makes sense.
Yeah, but he might have been going, where is she? She's gone.
I tell myself that, Heezy.
Every day of the week.
He's still looking for me.
So anyway, there's nothing really else for us to talk.
Erin has written a song, Amy. Stop. And she wants you to.
We might have to come back. We've reached that point in the evening.
It's a collection of thoughts. Some of them rhyme.
Let's come back.
But it's embarrassing because it's deeply personal. But I think it could be a big hit.
We'll come back. Can you hang around for a moment, Amy?
I have to. Might have my next single.
Today FM. The wonderful Amy Shark, who's still in the studio. Now, sadly, we've reached the point in the morning where
have you shown her some of the music?
No, I'm too embarrassed to even show her off.
Well, do you want to let her read it or do you want to read it out to her?
We've got to do either. Because I don't know music, so I've written all these thoughts and some of them rhyme. But
give us a highlight.
So you're going
to read it the way you want to read it.
Perfect. This is a song that Erin Molan is working on. It's a work in progress, and she's pitching to Amy Shark for this.
And
to
it's
be
not
the
a joke, by the way.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
Serious.
It's actually this is like times where I could have died.
Well, you've got to go for it. You've got to put it out there. Amy did, and look at her success.
Big time.
But it's I do it like a. It's not
you've
a.
You've
got
to do it.
But okay.
No, whatever. Just do whatever. Give her the sentiments.
That's really embarrassing. Stop
just
it.
Just read them.
You brought it to
the
table.
Can you guys, both of you, turn around? Turn around.
Sure.
Ed, turn around.
Again. I'll close my eyes like
Heezy,
I did with
turn
beautiful
around.
Eyes.
Okay.
I'll just close my eyes.
A victim in my own... Oh, I can't. Okay,
no,
just
read
them.
Just
okay.
Do it.
A victim in my own damn war, a bloody battleground. I pulled the trigger, I took the hit, but I never made a sound. No rescue mission, no pulling out. The fight was always mine. I needed saving, a hero of sorts. I was desperate to be free. A knight in shining armor, I thought, but it was always only me.
That's really good.
Thank you so much.
It's dramatic.
What was the opening line? What was the first line?
It was a victim in my own damn war, a bloody battleground.
I think it's the most...
Chris is like, you're signed. Like, this is going
because
straight back to
Sony. Because it's like about me always thinking I needed someone to save me.
We know what it's about.
Wait, can I just... Mate. No, now
it's
I'm
pretty
really
obvious.
Into it.
It's the most self-aware thing you've ever said.
I needed
on...
saving, a hero of sorts. I was desperate to be that. Free. A knight in shining armour, I thought...
Now she's feeling herself, guys.
It was always only me.
Yeah, we got it. It's great. All right, no, Amy, you're a song person. Give her...
That's only one bit. I've got heaps more.
I was recording that, sorry.
I'm so happy.
Because I need it later.
Could we do an Australian Idol version where you write your own songs? Is that what this could be?
That would happen. I think about that so often, Husey. Like if there was
Did you
like
want
a,
some more?
A
Are you
show.
Good?
We'll do it online. It's
oh my
really
God,
good.
You're sending me to digital already. Oh, let's do a podcast. Cool. Whatever.
It's very good.
Thank you so much.
Like, it's really good. It just needs a nice melody and a bit
of guitar. See, I don't know how to do melodies.
Maybe we need to, like, work off this.
Let's do that.
Oh, my God. That's a we. So, Amy Shark, yes or no? Are you in?
Erin and who else?
We
got
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
We got to see. We're going to see where we go with it, but it's strong wording.
That's a yes. That's a yes. Yeah. Amy Shark and Erin Molan. They're collaborating. Yeah. Right, she's yours now. Bad luck.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Get your freak on. Husey, Ed and Erin are giving you the safe space to ask, "Am I a freak?" Or not.
Tell me where the freaks at.
Wow. Righto, you let us know what you're into and any facet of life, and then we just very calmly put it to the people and find out if you're a freak or not.
Yeah, it may not be a safe space. You've got to be prepared for the truth here, because we're not going to sugarcoat it.
Oh.
If we think you're a freak, we're going to tell you you're a freak.
It's maybe tough love. That. Tough love.
And so if we think it's play on and what you're into is cool, then you'll know. But you need to know.
Right.
I've got a letter here from one of our first entries.
Yeah,
are
great.
You ready?
Yes.
Dear Husey, Ed and Erin, is this gross? When my partner wees outside, it's the hottest thing. Oh. I think it's because he has the freedom of standing up and going in a corner or behind a tree, whereas I can't quite do the same as a lady. I encourage him to pee outside when he's had a few bevvies at parties, and he says it's beginning to weird him out. How can I convince him this is normal? Is it normal? Please, it has to be. Female, 27.
Now, can
parties is
great. Yeah, parties anytime. She likes her partner weeing outside, it turns her on. This is great. I love weeing outside. I do it. I prefer it. I actually had this discussion with my son yesterday. I said, as I was weeing in the backyard, as he was playing basketball, I said, would you prefer to wee outside or in a toilet? I said that to my son. And what he said disappointed me.
Toilet.
He said he preferred to wee in a toilet.
What a weirdo.
For me, it's not about whether you're weeing outside or inside. For blokes, it might be easier to wee outside. You might enjoy it. What is weird for me is the fact that it's turning her on.
I love it.
Harmony, are they a freak or are they not?
No, they're not.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you turned on by such things or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's awkward about it, but she's... No, it's a safe space here, Harmony.
How many of you?
I think it's like perfectly like fine. Like, let's think about it. From a woman's perspective, there's no piss on the toilet seat. Whoa. The toilet seat remains down. They're outside. Yeah. Not your mess. True. Not your problem.
Actually, that is a really good point.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It's
putting less stress on the world's systems. Like, you know, it'll end up with, it's good for the environment. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, it is. All right, so that's one for no freak.
Specifically also, where you're peeing, that's what a grass
might die. But also less water use, because water's expensive now. Every time you flush, it's like 50 litres, isn't it?
So true.
How many litres do you use in a flush?
12?
More, is it?
I made it up.
Pass Carly for Lance.
Yeah, let's find out. Grace.
Not a freak.
Wow.
Go for it, pee outside. If I could, I would. Because you know what? It's when we're bust in and there's a line, if you're somewhere, damn, I'd just like to go outside and just... Hey,
pop a spot. Hey,
just
Grace.
Pop a spot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I pee in public often.
What?
Yeah. I'd much prefer to find a tree on the side of the road, or if I'm in a park and I'm cool.
What time?
No, it came during the day.
That's even worse. I'd rather be at midnight.
Daylight park peeing.
Daylight park peeing.
That's rank.
Not if people
are
around.
That is rank.
No, not if people are around.
What do you qualify as a park? Westfield?
No.
Is there a pot plant in Westfield?
Anywhere where there's not many people around.
Not many.
I drove past on the highway yesterday from the Blue Mountains around, just heading into Penrith, two blokes in Broncos jerseys peeing on the side of the road, full view.
How did it make you feel?
Good.
She's into it.
I really enjoyed it.
See? This is going one-way traffic here. Rachel, a freak or not a freak?
Oh, she's a dead set freak, mate.
Oh, one for them.
What's the issue?
I can't stand it. My partner does it all the time as well. And I'm always at him like, go to the toilet. It smells. It's disgusting. Like, ew, it's feral. Like, it's not legal either, so.
Is it illegal? Great question. Is it illegal? Yes.
In your own yard, it's legal. You can wee in your backyard. I mean, if you pay the rent or if you own the house, you absolutely have the
right
to wee.
Does it kill the grass or does it encourage growth? Can someone for a week wee in the same spot out in their yard and then tell me what it does to the grass?
Well, lemon trees, Erin, apparently it helps. It makes the lemon trees grow better and stronger.
Really?
Anyone who's got a lemon tree in their backyard will attest to that.
My wife does talk about the smell, though.
And the smell is disgusting.
I dispute it. I dispute her. I think her smell's a bit off. There's no way. If you're weeing on concrete, there's an issue. And I reckon make sure that you don't have a slope, because sometimes it can roll down towards concrete if you start on the dirt. If the dirt's really hard.
Oh, yeah, right. I got you.
And then it rolls down. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's completely normal. Absolutely.
Where are we at? Right, we got a drum roll for the... We got a response. What did the public say? Is she a freak or not?
To be honest, our callers didn't think so, but 70% say... You guys can say it.
You say it. You've built it up. Go for it.
She's a freak.
Wow. There you go. What are the silent majority of spoken?
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Right, yes. Now, there's two women, two other women apart from Erin in the studio. My daughters, Sadie and Tess, welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So, it's a big birthday for Tess. You turn 11 today. Happy birthday to you. How do you feel?
Good. Yeah, I feel 11.
She feels 11. Now, Erin, you remember feeling 11, don't you?
I was in Indonesia and I remember waking up and being so excited because it was the first of the double digits, like of the 1-1. And then I was like, God, the next one, 22, is going to be so long away. There's like a milestone in that.
Oh, there is. Now, yeah. Tess, you haven't got your presents yet, have you? No.
No.
Because you're waiting for me and we're going to have a present opening after the show.
Yeah, Mum's idea.
Yeah, Mum. She has great ideas.
Feels like Dad ruins a lot, right?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, thank you. Sweet. She actually, surprisingly, often defends me.
Oh, really?
When others don't. When something, possibly when her mother is like, you know, coming at me. And Sadie, you generally are on
Holly
your mother's side, aren't you, Sadie?
Yeah.
So Sadie's definitely almost always on her mother's side. But Tess, every now and again, defends me.
That's really beautiful.
Extraordinary. And sometimes almost implies that her mother is being unreasonable.
I see the big picture.
Now, both of you didn't see the big picture at the airport on the weekend when we were going through the airport and through security, and both of your bags got held up and taken to a different area. You know when that happens?
Yeah.
And I'm
it's
thinking.
Scary when that happens.
Yes, really scary. And we're waiting thinking, what the hell is
this? Because a different area, because often they'll kind of stop or get you to open it,
yes,
or they'll re-scan it or say, is this your bag? What's this? You tell them. But I've never had a bag taken to that other area.
And we're talking two different bags, similar looking bags, but both containing the same thing, which really got the alarm bells ringing at the airport. What was in your bags, girls?
Okay, so...
Pocket knives.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They both tried to bring pocket knives onto a plane.
Ooh. So Mom got them for us for Christmas, and... They're like, but they're also like tweezers and scissors and nail files.
And they're tiny.
They're like these
but
tiny
the knife
little...
didn't work when you were holding up the plane. You could have tweezers.
No, but they're tiny little handy.
You had other options.
Handy little rectangles. But
And we forgot about them.
Bring knives onto a plane. And two knives is a real posse of knives.
One knife, a mistake. Two knives, there's intent. That's what they'll say. So what did you say? Were you scared?
Well, not really.
We just remembered that they were there and then we were allowed to like post them back to our... To home.
So, post them back?
Yeah, do you have to pay for postage?
Mum got an envelope.
Mum already had stamps.
Yeah, so...
Oh, that's so organised.
So the weapons are hopefully are going to end up at home. So that was crazy.
Oh, bless.
Absolutely. And also, at the same airport, what did you both accuse me of doing?
Dad went full Karen.
I went full Karen. Because they wouldn't... Apparently Tess's ticket wasn't... properly allocated, and they wanted me to ring a travel agent at like 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I'm like, guys, no, she's paid for the ticket. She's getting on the plane.
And I've got to maybe jump to your defense here because my partner's got two boys, an 8 and an 11-year-old, and all they ever do is accuse him of being a Karen. Like, boys, eat your broccoli. Stop being a Karen. Is that like a thing? Are you kids weaponizing the word Karen against your parents?
Yes, is the answer.
Well, you just got really, like, mad and passive-aggressive.
He does that well.
No, I got outright
aggressive.
Actually,
no, I was about to say, he's not passive. There's no passiveness.
You know what I said? I said, you have to wait 10 minutes before getting that angry. He did not wait 10 minutes. He waited about one minute.
Radio team, have you ever seen Husey wait 10 minutes before getting angry? No, it's a collective no.
I said to the people, I said, do you know how much money I spend on this airline?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you are a Karen. That's horrendous. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Today FM.